Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Money Shipping is a practical how-to-business guide focused on launching an Amazon FBA operation in a structured 11-week timeline, written by Cassius Liu as part of the Money Making series. The book is positioned for aspiring entrepreneurs who want a product-based online business that can begin as a side hustle and potentially grow into a more scalable income stream. Its subject is not theory about e-commerce in general, but the concrete setup of an Amazon FBA store, choosing a legal structure, registering the business, researching a niche, building a product listing, creating an Amazon seller account, and using reviews and service quality to support sales. The book frames FBA as attractive because Amazon handles storage, packing, and shipping, leaving the seller to concentrate on sourcing, positioning, and marketing products. In that sense, it serves as an introductory roadmap rather than an advanced operations manual. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book treats Amazon FBA as a logistics-light business model, not a hands-off shortcut. An essential idea in the book is that fulfillment by Amazon reduces the burden of warehousing, packing, and order fulfillment, but it does not remove the need for business judgment. The seller still has to choose products, manage listings, and drive traffic. That distinction matters because the book is aimed at readers who may be attracted by the promise of passive income. Yet the material repeatedly signals that initial effort and consistent management are necessary. This is an important corrective to overly simplified FBA marketing. The model can lower operational complexity compared with running a fully self-fulfilled store, but the entrepreneurial work shifts toward research, brand positioning, and account management. In practical terms, the book presents FBA as a system where logistics are outsourced, while product selection and customer acquisition remain the seller's responsibility. That framing gives readers a more realistic entry point into Amazon selling. Secondly, its 11-week structure turns business setup into a staged implementation plan. The book is organized around an 11-week framework, which gives the reader a sequence for moving from idea to launch instead of leaving the process open-ended. This is one of its clearest strengths because beginners often fail not from lack of interest, but from not knowing what to do first. By breaking the business into steps such as legal registration, account setup, niche selection, and listing creation, the book converts a large project into manageable milestones. The approach also suggests that an Amazon business should be built in the right order: legal and structural decisions before product promotion, research before purchasing inventory, and listing optimization before expecting sales. That sequence reflects how e-commerce businesses actually develop.
Even without detailed operational depth, the framework is useful because it reduces uncertainty and helps readers think in terms of execution stages rather than vague ambition. In the category of beginner business books, this kind of timed roadmap is often more valuable than broad motivation. Thirdly, product research and niche selection are presented as the foundation of profitability. The book emphasizes finding a niche and determining which products are likely to be profitable, which is a sensible focus for Amazon FBA. In this business model, product choice affects nearly every other outcome: margins, competition, inventory risk, advertising pressure, and review potential. A weak product can undermine a store, even if the listing is polished, while a strong product can support a viable launch. The book therefore treats research as a strategic task rather than a simple sourcing exercise. That is important because many new sellers assume success comes from listing almost anything and waiting for demand to appear. Instead, the book positions product research as the filter that determines whether the store has a real chance of making money. It also aligns with the broader FBA reality that profitability depends on selecting items with enough demand and manageable competition, not just on being present on Amazon. For readers, this section likely offers the most decision-critical guidance in the book's overall framework. Fourthly, listing optimization and product descriptions are treated as a conversion tool. Another major theme is the importance of a compelling product listing, especially the product description. The book highlights what it calls the secret to a perfect listing, which suggests that wording and presentation are not cosmetic extras, but central to whether shoppers click, trust, and buy. In Amazon FBA, the listing effectively serves as the storefront, salesperson, and product brochure at once. If the page is unclear or uninspired, even a useful product may underperform. By placing attention on descriptions, the book shows that conversion depends on more than inventory and price. It also depends on how well the seller communicates value, use case, and differentiation. This matters particularly in a crowded marketplace like Amazon, where buyers compare multiple offers quickly. The practical implication is that sellers need to think about clarity, relevance, and customer objections when building a listing. That focus makes the book more than a startup checklist. It teaches that good e-commerce performance depends on presentation quality as much as on product availability. Lastly,
Reviews, service quality, and trend awareness are used as scaling levers. The later sections of the book focus on growth through reviews, premium service, trend awareness, and expansion into international markets. This shows that the author does not treat launch as the endpoint. Once a store is running, customer feedback becomes a trust signal that can influence future buyers, while service quality helps sustain reputation and repeat purchasing. The book also suggests that staying aware of market trends is necessary for ongoing competitiveness, because Amazon sellers operate in a changing environment where demand shifts and product categories evolve. By connecting reviews and service to growth, the book implies that operational discipline and customer experience are part of scaling, not just customer support after the sale. The international angle further broadens the business beyond a single marketplace mindset. For readers, the value here is strategic growth is framed as a function of reputation, timing, and adaptability rather than luck. That makes the book useful for understanding how a small FBA store can move from launch to expansion without losing control of the business fundamentals. In conclusion, Mani Shipping is best suited for beginners who want a structured introduction to Amazon FBA and prefer a step-by-step format over broad e-commerce theory. Readers who are exploring a side hustle, comparing online business models, or looking for an accessible roadmap to launching a first product-based store will likely find it the most useful. Its main practical benefit is that it translates a complex business into a sequence of decisions: legal setup, niche selection, account creation, listing optimization, review management, and scaling. That makes it easier to understand the moving parts of FBA without being overwhelmed at the start. The book stands out in its category because it is tightly organized around implementation and positioning, not just enthusiasm for passive income. It also reflects a more realistic view of Amazon selling by emphasizing research, consistency, and customer experience rather than treating the platform as an effortless cash machine. For readers who want an introductory framework that connects startup steps with long-term growth, it offers a clear and usable entry point into the FBA model. If you would like to support Cassius Liu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.